latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and manager Rafael Benitez has been charged with misconduct in respect of comments that he made about the appointed match referee prior to Newcastle United's game against Preston North End on Monday the 24th of April. It is alleged that his comments were improper and or brought the game into disrepute contrary to FA Rule E3. He has until 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th of May to respond to the charge. Meanwhile, promoted Newcastle will not be at full strength against Barnsley as they look to better Brighton's result and take the Championship title. Captain Jamal Lascelles will not be leading the effort as he recovers from a groin operation, and influential winger Matt Ritchie is suspended. Top scorer Dwight Gayle is eager to feature after resting a hamstring complaint at Cardiff last time out, while Rolando Arons, Jesus Gámez and Grant Hanley are doubts. Rob Elliott, though, is set to remain in goal after returning from a 30-month absence for the last two matches. And finally now, Newcastle have reportedly decided to give Rafa Benitez a transfer war chest in the region of £70 million ahead of the summer transfer window. Last month, it was confirmed that the club's stay in the Championship would only last a year after they earned promotion back to the Premier League, and attention quickly turned to the amount of funds which Benitez would receive to sign new players. According, though, to reports, Benitez is due to meet with owner Mike Ashley at some point next week, but it has been suggested that he will have £70 million to spend should he choose to use it. It has been claimed that the Spanish tactician may want to make another 8 signings, something which Ashley may not be keen to happen due to his intention to keep the wage bill at a workable level.